Lawmakers in Illinois are expected to vote tomorrow on a deal to trim a $100 billion deficit in the state's employee pension funds. For years, the Democratic-controlled legislature has been unable to agree on how to fix the biggest pension deficit in the nation. But as NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago, the new compromise is angering an important voting constituency.
Where is Christian? Where is Christian?
A vocal group of retired state government employees sings in the protest lobby of State Representative Christian Mitchell's Chicago office. But as their song suggests, Mitchell isn't there.
Where is Christian? Where is Christian?
This and similar groups of retired state workers targeted the offices of several key legislators today. They want them to vote against a pension reform plan in a special Illinois legislative session tomorrow. The deal would eliminate a 3% annual cost of living raise and would increase the retirement age for younger workers. And union leaders say that could amount to a 30% reduction in retirement income over 25 years.
We did what we were supposed to do.
That's Jennifer Edwards. She worked for 30 years at the University of Illinois Chicago and says she paid in her share while state lawmakers shortchanged the retirement funds.
We had no choice. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, but now they want to penalize us.
State retirees are threatening to sue if the legislation passes. They argue it violates the Illinois Constitution, which states that pension benefits shall not be diminished or impaired.
The state of Illinois is in horrible financial condition.
Lawrence Massal of the Civic Federation says years of legislative inaction has only made the state's pension crisis worse, leaving Illinois taxpayers under the crushing weight of $100 billion of pension debt.
If that can't be reduced to a level that's more sustainable, then there's not going to be any new money in the future for education, public safety, or infrastructure. It is all going to have to go into the pension system.
Legislative leaders of both parties who crafted the pension changes say they will save the state $160 billion over the next 30 years. But some rank-and-file Democrats may not be willing to vote against the powerful employee unions who bash the deal as a crude attack on public workers, while some rank-and-file Republicans complain that the pension cuts don't go far enough. That means the outcome of a difficult vote in tomorrow's special Illinois legislative session is far from certain. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.